The coolest thing about it for us is that the students were competing against other professional firms. And so the idea that our students are producing work that's competitive or even beating, in this case, professional firms, speaks volumes about the level of professionalism that they reach.
Architecture professors Keith Zaratowski and his wife Marie created the Design Build Lab at Virginia Tech as a way to give students a taste of everything that goes into designing a building. Last summer's project was an outdoor amphitheater for the town of Clifton Forge in Allegheny County.
The students designed a building in a way where it just emerges out of the landscape of the park. So it's an outdoor amphitheater, and the band shell is this wooden surface that just peels up out of the ground. And so it's a very modern building, but it's, you know, it's rough sawn wood on the back, and then it's this range of metals inside, and it really fits in the context of the old historical rail town.
Tyler Atkins was in the class which designed the amphitheater and spent 5 weeks last summer working 15-hour days to build it.
When the opportunity arose, kind of pounced on it, because it is the only opportunity, like while in school, to actually get that experience of building a building, because you don't know if you're going to be in a design build firm after you graduate. So even if this would be the only time during our lives that we actually get the hands-on experience, we actually get the understanding that comes from that too.
I guess to that point in our careers, drawing architecture was very idealistic. It was, if it worked on paper, it was going to work in real life.
Brent Sikora was also in the class.
And we learned very, very quickly that that wasn't the way it was. And we could draw anything we wanted on paper, but as soon as we got to actually making it and building it, we sort of began to understand what was going to work, what wasn't going to work, and why it all worked. And Keith and Marie always say, the students that they have will never draw a building the same way again. And now, I mean, I understand what they're saying, because everything I put down on paper, I sort of start to think, how is this going to be constructed in the real world?
And that's part of the idea of what we do with the students. This kind of concept of design build is that there's a reciprocal relationship between the design and the construction of the building, and it's not one group of people designing it and another group of people building it and this sort of wall between them. Instead, you know, our students are able to react to things that unfold in the construction site.
I think it's also part of, you know, they gain an entrepreneur spirit, the students. You know, they sort of dedicate their time and that entire year of their life to making this happen for the community, so they commit to the community. And when it comes down to it, they have to make it happen. And so they find the means to make it happen and to make it happen in the best possible conditions.
And I still haven't had sleep when that light begins to creep.
A new documentary on the Clifton Forge Amphitheater called Reality Check premieres this Thursday evening at Hancock Hall on the Virginia Tech campus.
The day for these young men and women started early. Many were here working at the amphitheater before 8 a.m., and their day ended at 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. During those long hours, they were working hard to build this amphitheater for us.
I'm Robbie Harris.